You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
One of the things that we often talk about that I continue to believe is the most important conversation we can be having is the conversation about the future. Our children, our grandchildren. What kind of world are we going to be leaving for our children and our grandkids? And how do we make it better for them? How do we write the future knowing that they're going to live in the world that we leave them? I think it's one of those questions that could actually be interesting in terms of the political campaign. Now, political campaigns often talk about the future, but usually in big, broad strokes rather than specifics. A fascinating piece in The Hill today talking about how the Biden campaign could actually use that focus on the future, especially in some of those crucial swing states. Really thrilled to have joining us on the program Bruce Ackerman, Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale, and the author most recently of The Postmodern Predicament. And Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you, Boyd?
Doing
good
well.
To be here.
Give us kind of the present here in terms of what the president could be doing and where the focus could be and how it might be advantageous to him going into this election cycle.
Sure. The president in his first term proposed in a really dramatic demonstration of concern for the future the United States appropriate $375 billion for universal child care for every child between the age of 33 and between the age of 3 and 5. Of course, it was up to the parents to send them there. In this, he was following this remarkable example of the French, who over the last 25 years have established a universal child care system. Indeed, Macron, the president, enacted a statute which explicitly said to fulfill our responsibility to future generations. That was the foundational statute that he enacted. It provides for neighborhood child care centers in every single neighborhood within the country in which a trained social psychologist stays with the same 6 or 8 kids while they're 3, 4, and 5 for 4 hours a day if their parents send them. And during those three, and there are programs and all this, I don't need to get the details. During those 3 years, the social psychologist gets to know each kid very well and can understand each child's anxieties, particular skills, supports them to the extent that when they go to elementary school, it has now been statistically shown that children who are poor, come from poor families, do just as well as people who come from, children who come from rich families. It's really quite remarkable. This is the first time in the history of the world in which the promise of the American and French Revolution that people are actually free and begin life on an equal basis has been realized in real life. Over the past 25 years, this has been such a successful program that although they had no obligation to do so, 99% of parents are sending their kids to school for 11 months a year. Needless to say, August is vacation time, but 11 months a year to these schools.
Yeah.
This is precisely what Biden is trying to do.
Yeah.
And this was Manchin, the conservative senator, is an emphatic supporter of this idea.
Yeah.
This is an idea that can bridge the gap between, you know, liberals and conservatives, et cetera, because everyone really is concerned about their children.
Yeah, fascinating, fascinating stuff. And again, everyone can, you can check out the piece by Bruce Ackerman. You can check it out in The Hill, thehill.com. It's the postmodern revolution and why it provides the key to a President Biden reelection. And Professor, we appreciate you joining us on the show today. Thanks so much.
Right. Oh, well, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Fascinating perspective there in terms of some of the gaps and some of the things that can happen and the role of family. One of the things that I thought was really interesting in the piece was just how resilient kids continue to be. As the professor mentioned, that you do have a lot of these students that came from very poor families were able to catch up rather quickly once they got into the school system and had that support. And I think a lot of this goes beyond just systems and government and schools, but I think it's that social network. It's that connection to other people. It's to coaches and teachers and instructors. It's that civil society component that I think brings all of this together. And I think the most important thing, and I think the thing the professor was alluding to, was the fact that when we do set just the partisan stuff aside, then we can start exploring, hey, I may not agree with this totally, or I may not agree with that totally, but there might be a piece of that. If we combined it with this and a little bit of that, then we can have a different conversation and possibly come up with a better solution. And as he pointed out, that is usually where we get the best results, is when we bring some of those different components together. Obviously, strengthening home and family is an important component to all of that. Bringing the best of the government and government's role in all of that is absolutely crucial to the conversation. Bringing the best of the school system, it has a role to play. And then bringing the best of neighborhood, society, and community is where we really get to the things that matter the most. And so we can chart a different way that isn't just all government raised the child, isn't all everybody's on their own and this rugged individualism, but we can get to a better path. We can get to a better space. And ultimately what we're all after, I think what everybody agrees on, is this is how we have to get to the better result for our children, for our grandchildren. And there's a lot of different ways we can help get there. This is an interesting perspective in terms of some components that we need to include in that conversation. We'll be right back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.